Welcome to the Creative Family Podcast. I'm your host, Clara Moulton.
And I'm your other host, Alicia Moulton. And we're here to ask you, what will you create today? So today's post or podcast is sponsored by The Honey Company. So head on over there and order some of our delicious raw honey and check that out.
Honestly, it's the best I've tasted.
Yeah, it's really good honey.
In the intro, I think I said coast. Almost, at least.
Okay, so have you ever heard someone say, I'm not creative?
Well, no.
No?
No.
You know, it's something that kids don't really say, huh?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's... Oh, go ahead.
Kids love being creative.
I think so, too.
They don't, like, think about it. They just love doing whatever creative thing they can find. They don't even, like, think about it. They just do it, and they love it.
It's kind of innate. It's kind of built in, huh, to want to be creative as a kid.
Yeah.
But sometimes adults, like, miss that. Sometimes adults say to other people and to themselves that they're not creative. And when I've heard this before, I've heard people, I don't know, I often think, I wonder what they mean by that. Like, do they mean that they are not, like, making art right now, or do they mean that they don't have time to think about creative things, or that they don't like to do projects? I think the most often that I've heard I'm not creative is from someone who, like, sees a craft idea and doesn't want to make that craft. And that's fine. That doesn't mean you're not creative, right? They would rather, like, not have it in their home at all, or they'd like to buy it ready-made instead of make it themselves. And I think what they really meant to say when they said, I'm not creative, is they said, I don't like to make crafts. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to like to make crafts to be creative, right?
Yeah, like, crafts themselves is not creativity. Like, creativity, it's not just this one individual thing. You can be creative with literally anything, as long as it's brings joy to you and the people around you, and you love doing it. So, and if it's fun, so you can be creative with art, drawing, painting, singing, dancing, designing, gardening, cooking. You literally anything. The options are endless.
I love that. And I think that there's a huge difference between saying that I am not creative versus I don't like to make crafts. Like, so, let's see. There's an important difference. One of those declares your preference to not want to use hot glue and felt. Well, the other is kind of an unkind thing to say about yourself. Making crafts is definitely not the same thing as being creative, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that if you don't like crafts, that's okay. You don't have to do crafts. You don't like gardening, don't do gardening. Cooking, don't do it. Singing, don't do it. Dancing, don't do it. But everybody is creative with something. Something. Everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I'd like to suggest that we change the way we talk to ourselves from I am not creative to I am creative and I have my own way of being creative. To me, when someone says when somebody says I am creative, it means that they identify themselves as someone who makes something, thinks something, or does something that wasn't there before, or combines existing elements in new ways. So I believe that creating is integral to our ability to problem solve, think, build relationships with other humans, reproduce, eat, and exist in the space around us. Like, I think it's really important. And we create because we are children of a creator. I believe in God, and I believe that we are children of God. And so if he's our creator and the person we're looking up to, then we're innately creative too. And I think that's really cool.
Because if, hold on, because if something is to be truly creative, it has to bring you and the people around you joy. If you create something and the people around you and you don't like it, then it's not creative. You created something, but it's not creative.
Right.
And it's not art either.
Yeah, because we can really create both positive and negative things in our lives. And for me, I just use the word creative when I mean things that we intentionally like want to have in our lives, not the negative stuff.
I feel like art and creativity are pretty similar. Like art just means expressing yourself in a way that brings you and the world around you joy. And if it's not joyful and it's not expressing, it's not art either. So, and because creativity and art are so similar, that might be why people think that creativity is art, but it's not. Can be art. It's more than art. It is art, but it's more than art, you know?
Right. So we thought of a list of things that, ways that people are creative that maybe, I don't know, maybe we don't think about all the time. So, I think that all of the things that I'm going to describe next are actions that we take as people, as human beings who are present in our situation, physically, emotionally, mentally, and using our senses and our brains to do something new. So one example of creativity I thought of is problem solving. So I studied math and I love math, and it's something that is really really important to me. So that problem solving skill is like a life skill that just I really want to develop. So one time I was sewing a coat kind of thing for my husband, or it was already made and he asked me to fix it. It was a jacket or a coat made out of a wool blanket. He liked to go to mountain man rendezvous and stuff like that. So it was part of his mountain man rendezvous outfit, I guess. So the hood and the shoulders of this coat did not fit the way he wanted them to, and he asked if I could fix them. And I got most of it right, but then I got really stuck on how to make the hood like fit onto the jacket. And this was a really long, like pretty frustrating process for me. And I'd try it and I'd sew it back on, and he'd be like, nope, it's not right yet. And I got to the point where I was pretty frustrated. I might have thrown the project across the room because it was really frustrating. Mom. Anyway,
I haven't done that before.
I think I cried too. Anyway, I was pretty frustrated and I didn't know how to do it. And so in the middle of the night, like I was just thinking and like looking at my sewing books and like remembering all of these skills. I've been sewing since I was like 8, so this was a very difficult project for me. And I was praying about it, and in the middle of the night, I woke up and I had like, I feel like I received some inspiration from God about how to do it. Like I saw in my mind, like a diagram, like I saw the fabric and kind of saw like a diagram of lines of where to cut the fabric and where I should reattach the hood. And I saw even like how much I should cut off here or there and like how I could curve it in. And I got up in the morning and I did it just like my brain pictured it the night before. And it worked exactly, and it was really cool. And it fits him really well now. And maybe he's worn it like 3 times in the 10 years that it's been finished, but it's finished. And I feel like I felt really frustrated, but as I like progressed through that struggle and finished it, I felt like a really strong sense of accomplishment. And I think that idea of struggling through and then figuring it out and accomplishing it is a very creative process, whether that's sewing or a difficult math problem or how to organize your laundry system. Those kind of things are very creative, right? Because we're fixing a problem or we're finding our own unique way to handle a problem. So if you've ever problem solved to fix a car, finish a math assignment, cope with a difficult coworker, or design like a chore system for your kids or something like that, then you were being really creative too. Okay. Do you have one that you want to share with us?
Yeah. So when I was little, I used to draw a lot. And I would put all my drawings in my special box. And I put, like, my cards from my grandma and grandpa and my friends in that box, along with some special pictures and items and my drawings. Mm-hmm. And I kept it. And years later, I just sort through it and threw away the ones that I didn't, that didn't make sense to me anyway. I kept some of them, but like I think other children may like that because it's
may like to go through their old drawings.
Yeah, they may like to go through their drawings from when they were littler, and they can like see what creativity they had when they were littler.
Yeah. So, and do you think seeing that like inspires you to be more creative again?
Yeah, sorta.
Awesome. Okay, so another example I thought of was cooking. Like, I have some friends that are pretty minimalistic, and my friend Bergen, she doesn't like to have a lot of stuff in her home, so she doesn't make a lot of crafts or art or whatever to put on her, to stuff that she has to keep after. But instead, she puts her creative efforts into cooking. So I think that that's a really beautiful way to share, like, kind of share love with other people, is if you cook for them, right? They have to have that to sustain their lives, and it's kind of cool. So in the book Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, Samin Nosrat gave like this really good quote about cooking and how it's creative. So she says, a great recipe, like a great photo, tells a story and tells it well. Lesser recipes may not connect all the dots. There are plenty of reasons for this, and while some of them may have to do with the skill of the cook and the accuracy of the recipe tester, or frankly, whether the recipe has been tested at all, they're not important. Simply put, no recipe is infallible. You are the one cooking. You are the one who is present. You are the one who must use all of your senses, most of all common sense, to guide you to the result you hope for. Over the years, I've consistently been amazed by the way good cooks give up thinking critically and independently when they begin following recipes. Instead, once you've chosen a recipe, don't let your own intimate knowledge of your own ingredients and kitchen, and most importantly, your own taste, be overridden by what you are reading. Be patient, stir, taste, adjust. And I love this quote, and I actually do use recipes, but I love how she's saying that the human presence, it's the human, fallible, like experienced, imperfect decision-making parts of us that make us creative and make us better cooks. Like, we have a recipe that's a great guideline, right? And some recipes we follow to a T and we know that they're great recipes, and some we don't. Like, one of my favorite things to do is I'll take like a type of food like broccoli cheese soup, and I'll make like four or five different recipes of that's like have high reviews online, and then I'll pick my favorite one, and then that will be like my recipe from then on for broccoli cheese soup or whatever food will be, or pie.
FYI, Bergen's daughter Maggie is my best friend. Shout out to Maggie.
Okay, we got a shout out to her friend Maggie. So do you have another example of being creative?
Being creative. Well, I think that you can really be creative with Halloween costumes is what, because I was looking, there's a paper on the floor with my Halloween costume plan, and I just thought, ooh, I could talk about Halloween costumes. So, so you can really be creative with making them at home. Some people just buy them at the store, and that's totally fine, because they sell really great costumes. Go ahead and buy it if you want. But our family tradition is I pick a costume and we go to maybe like Walmart and we see what we have at home and we make the best costume that we can. This year I'm going to be a black cat / panther. I don't entirely have it all figured out yet, but something like that. And it's, yeah, you can really be creative with that. Awesome. Talk more about that, Mom.
Oh, yeah. That's a really fun way to do it with your family. Like, if you like to sew or you like hot glue, then that's a fun way that your kids can. I have my kids draw up an idea of what they want their costume to look like, and then we try to make the parts of it that we can, or buy the parts that we can. Clara can make her own cat ears, and we'll probably just buy a jacket that's like leopard print or something, and then leggings and shoes. Anyway, we have a fun time compiling the costumes. Sometimes we sew them, sometimes we just buy things and kind of mix them together. Do you want to tell them what some of your Halloween costumes have been?
Okay. So last year I was a bat. The year before that, I was a...
She was twins.
I was Liv and Maddie. Half of me was Liv, half of me was Maddie. It was split down the middle. It's so funny. The year before that, I was like...
Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah, I was Twilight Sparkle from My Little Pony. I went through an intense phase that I'm still in. So, My Little Pony. And the year before that, was I like a mermaid or something?
Yeah, you've been a mermaid and you've been a cat. And
I've been a tiger. It was just like when I was little, they put me in a tiger jumpsuit. I didn't even decide.
Jaguar? I think that was your sister. Did you see your sister in a picture of in a tiger outfit?
Yeah. I loved jaguars when I was little because I used to watch Diego, and there's a lot of jaguars in that. Jaguars, not Daguars. I loved Diego and Jaguars.
Yes, you did, because there's a baby Jaguar character in that.
It's really... Mom says she loves to make our Halloween costumes. our Halloween costumes. And I love having mine made at home because I can really see it starting to like come together. And when I wear it, it's not something I just like bought from a school, from the store. It's something we worked hard. It's something me and my whole family worked hard on all month to perfect. And it's really special when I wear it.
Awesome. So that's great. And that's a great example of being creative and making Halloween costumes. But that's not your thing. That's fine. Like, that you have, totally have my permission, if you need it, to like do Halloween the way you do it, or not do Halloween if you don't do Halloween. Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought I have like a big long list of things that are creative to me, and I thought I'd share some of those. I think being creative means to have original thoughts or ideas, to see something in a new way or to see someone else in a new way. Upcycling, nurturing, like Claire mentioned a lot of times, sparking joy.
Mm-hmm. Also, making music.
That's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I love music. My mom, at least from other people's opinion, I'm a good singer.
You're a good singer.
But I can't hear my own voice. Nobody can, just so you know. Making music and singing is my favorite. I just love it.
You do. You like to write your own songs.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it, but I'm good at singing, so
You sing songs that you like, and you like improvise music on the piano, like with a different track. You can kind of put on a beat and like improvise music. Some other things I think are creative are keeping things in order, creating systems in your family, making spreadsheets. That's one of my favorite things. I love to make spreadsheets. And another one is to grow plants in your garden. I think that's very creative. I think keeping bees is very creative. My husband is a beekeeper. I don't know. I think bees kind of are really creative because they pollinate flowers. And that basically means that they're spreading life for plants everywhere they go. Bees are extremely creative. Maybe we'll do a podcast about that sometime.
You can be creative with everything.
I know.
I'm serious. Like, even skulls, as long as they're not a human skull. Like, a cattle skull with flowers or wheat or something. That's pretty creative.
Yeah, that would be creative. We haven't done that before, but...
Yeah. Speaking of music...
Okay, so some other ways you can be creative is by writing, dancing, drawing, painting, sculpting. So these are kind of artistic things. Cultivating relationships with other people and with God. Building things, like building houses or structures. Putting together a cute outfit can be creative. Budgeting can be creative. Serving, even if it means like buying a pizza and taking it to someone who had a hard day. Smiling can be really creative because it can create positive emotions in yourself and other people. Thinking positive self-talk in your own brain is really creative. Building a healthy body through diet and movement that is honoring to you. encouraging others and building them up, speaking kind words, showing up at an event that's important to a child or to someone that you love. That's very creative, and it creates like really healthy things there. Flower arranging, that's not one of my gifts, but I know people who are gifted at that. Creating digital photo books or photography in general, talking, choosing meaningful gifts for other people, like listening to them, and then like choosing something that they would really love. That's really special. Sharing quality time with other people is really creative. It creates really great relationships. Gathering people together and throwing parties can be really creative if that's what you're into. Leading forums and discussions and like facilitating other people being able to share their experiences, that's pretty creative. Another friend is really good at creating travel itineraries and then like traveling with their family. I have a cousin who's really good at surfing, and he takes his camera out there and he takes stunning photos of water and waves and sharks and the ocean. And that's something I don't get to experience because I live in a landlocked state. So I think that that's really creative and awesome to see. Learning a new skill or practicing a skill that you have but want to retain or improve. Like, I love to practice the guitar. Claire loves to practice singing. I think like making quilts, practicing yoga is really creative to me. Finding bargains or good deals at the store, that's creative. Planning a family schedule and like trying to work out how everyone's going to get everywhere that they need to go. Making videos or digital editing and graphic design is very creative. Tidying and cleaning is creative. Helping kids manage their emotions is very creative and really important to the world. Like, if we can teach our kids to manage their emotions, I feel like we're giving a huge gift to society, right? Making scientific discoveries is very creative. Anyway, that can be really boring sometimes because of all the analysis, but it's really creative. Okay, like Clara said earlier, the opportunities for creativity is really endless. Like, and everybody has a way in them that they like to be creative, or that they are creative. So I just wanted to say that this list is not the end of the list, right? Like, I have a lot more on it. And if you'd like to see that, please go to thecreativefamily.com and click on the blog post called What is Creativity? And we would love for you to share some of your ideas about maybe some non-traditional things that are actually really creative, and share those with us on Instagram, hashtag TheCreativeFamily, or you can tag us specifically. Our Instagram handle is TheCreativeFamilyHome.
Thanks for listening, and see you next time on another podcast for The Creative Family.
Awesome.